What's the upshot from all of this discovery? Recovery of facts we thought we'd never see. It paints a different picture of U.S. history, and it's pretty compelling.
We think you'd agree. As a new dimension to femininity and immigrants in New York City at the turn of the century,
Fannie Levy and Sarah Adelson, when all is said and done, were the first to truly set women free at a time when women had no rights.
They paved the way for women to band together and fight, and it would take a while.
Though.
You think?
More than 100 years. Though.
But their aggravation, agitation, instigation, perspiration gave inspiration. Today we can see they made it better, not just for you and me,
but the entire country.
So let's go back in time. It will help this rhyme. We'll do it in rap.
Who doesn't like history with snap?
Let's establish a timeline for their energy and spirit, not to mention their grit. A truly fine line today, they've earned a byline of success as we can see over a century
ago.
In summary, here's what we say, the protests, the rallies, let's face it. Originally, it made them all look like jerks. It was a lot of work. Now, looking back, we can safely say that their efforts had a payday.
Uh-huh. A big payday.
Fannie and Sarah got a win, especially when the women of the Lower East Side joined in.
Uh-huh.
And then there was
President Roosevelt.
When he learned of the cattle baron's greed, it planted the seed, their horrible past deeds. Poisoning his troops with embalmed beef during the Spanish-American War. As Roosevelt said when he learned of this action, this was his immediate reaction.
So many of my men needlessly died. Your hubris, your greed, because you had lied. So many of my men needlessly died. Your hubris, your greed, because